A few weeks ago, during our staff meeting devotion time, Pastor George shared with us a poem written by the late Jean Lohman. The poem is called What the Day Gives, and it's a reminder that life itself can take us from despair to hope. The poem talks of such things as the surprising sunlight in the middle of a gray November day, and the fiery trees which hold onto their leaves, red and gold, in these final months of this unfinished year. And then there is this beautiful line at the end of the poem which says this: I commend my life to the difficult duty of delight, and to that most beautiful form of courage, to be happy. Surely in these days and times, it takes courage to be happy and to commend our lives to the difficult duty of delight in the face of all that seeks to assault our hope. We need to remind ourselves, just how is it that we can live with faith through adversity? Scripture gives us a way forward, especially in times of despair. When I am feeling down, I often turn to the book of Psalms, where I find voices that echo my own heart. The Psalms tell it like it is. They don't mince words. They're brutally honest. Today's reading from Psalm 13 that you just heard from Pastor Beth lays it out, asking God, why have I been forgotten? Why are we left alone to fight these things on our own? The psalmist writes these words, how long will you keep the enemy? How long will my enemy keep defeating me? And the psalmist even questions God, saying, are you going to let my enemy say I won and allow my foes to rejoice in my downfall? The psalm we heard read this morning speaks to what it's like to live in times of despair and difficulty. The psalms tell the truth about the pain we face, the losses we feel, the paralysis of despair that we can sometimes drop into when we don't know how much longer we can hold on. The psalms are real. No sugarcoating there, no pretending. They tell it like it is. They put words to our feelings. So they're a good place to go if you want to know that others feel as you do. And while the Psalms tell the truth about despair and loss and pain, they also tell the truth about God. God does not promise us an easy life, but God does promise to be faithful, to be present, to be trustworthy. And when we remember that, we can begin to find our hope. Now, it's important when you're reading the Psalms to look at the pattern of the reading. Whatever psalm it is, whether it's Psalm 13 we heard now or Psalm 23, which many of us know, that's the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, that's a familiar one, or whether it's another kind of psalm, those kinds of psalms have a pattern. They start out often with the lament or the complaint or the feelings of despair. But when you get to the end of the verses, there's a change. There's a change there. The complaint and the despair move to words of hope. Listen again to the words at the end of today's psalm reading. These are the last two verses. But I have trusted in your faithful love. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because God has been good to me. The psalm ends reminding us of God's faithfulness, of God's presence and comfort, no matter what we might be facing. When Pastor George shared his devotion with our staff meeting, sharing with us the poem about how we are to commend our lives to the difficult duty of delight, he went on to say this: courage that we need comes from the energy of delight rather than from the paralysis of despair. To live with hope and courage means our energy for life needs to come from delight rather than from despair. And so when we wonder where to find hope, we need to focus on what delights us. The unexpected sunshine on a normally gray November day, or the fiery colors of the fall leaves, which show their splendor during this season, or art, or beauty, or music, or children who start our service by saying, "Good morning, Narden Park," and they make us laugh and smile, and they remind us of what is actually important: caring for others. The other thing is for us to look beyond the loss and the pain to what we see. As we think about the massacres that occurred this week or so ago in the synagogue in Pittsburgh or in the yoga studio or in Kentucky, what we saw afterwards are people coming together to show unity all around our nation, including right here in Detroit. And the incredible witness from the Muslim community in Pittsburgh, which responded to their Jewish brothers and sisters with sympathy and concern, raising more than $190,000 to help with the burial of the victims. Jewish and Muslim burial practices are very similar. "So we thought we could do something," said the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh executive director Wasai Mohammed. Where can we find hope? Where is the energy of delight? As Mr. Rogers said, his mother always told him, "When bad things happen, look to the helpers." Those who show up with love and hope in the process, those who bring us a meal or send us a note or remind us that they are our friends through thick and thin. This is where our courage comes from. And the reminder of God's faithfulness and steadfastness, that God is a God who keeps promises of hope and love and mercy and healing. No matter what it looks like, God's promises faithfulness. And that is where our courage comes from. Trusting in God's love, yet again, the great poet and writer Maya Angelou put it this way: "Have enough courage to trust love one more time." Have enough courage to trust love one more time. On this All Saints Sunday, it is important to remember the true source of our hope, our faith in Christ, and especially in God's steadfast faithfulness, which in the end will triumph. God offers us the opportunity to live with the duty of delight, but it requires intentionality on our part because we have to pay attention to those moments of delight that are out there that happen each and every day, all around us, God's gifts to us in the midst of hard times. Choosing life is about seeing that which delights us rather than looking through the lens of despair. But the choice in how we look at it is ours. An article by author Anne Lamott appeared in my mailbox several weeks ago. I have no idea who put it there, but thank you, whoever did. It inspired the title for this sermon, Showing Up with Hope. Anne Lamott writes these words, "Sometimes hope is a radical act. Sometimes a quietly merciful response. Sometimes it's a second wind or just an increased awareness of goodness and beauty. Maybe you didn't get what you prayed for, but what you got instead was a waking up to the momentiveness of life, the power of loving hearts. You hope to wake up in time to see the dawn. The first light, a technicolor sunrise, but the early morning instead is cloudy with mist. Still, as you linger, the ridge stands majestically black against the milky sky. And if you pay attention, you'll see the setting of the moon that illumined us all while we slept. And you'll see a new dawn." This is how we show up with hope. This is how we live life with the duty of delight. This is how we keep our perspective and trust in a God who is faithful. So this day, brothers and sisters, choose life. Choose to notice those moments of delight which are all around us. Relish those moments even if you also feel despair or fear, and trust in the one who promises to be with us, to be faithful, to bring life even out of difficulty, despair, and death. Trust and hope and show up with courage. In Jesus' name, amen.